So being here and just settling in to this place of exploration and clarification, this time we make for ourselves to go deeper with the teachings. A time devoted to this work. So everything else aside, just for a little while. And of course, everything is everything. So parts of these things will come forth. And what I wanted to touch in today was about seeing both ways. It's something we talk about a lot in this course. It is what it means to be an adult, is to see both ways. And I had a woman in the last group that just graduated, just completed their rites of passage, and she really got that. That was her sort of big aha, that through the whole course she wasn't sure what it meant, and then it came to her through her own life experience. And
cool.
One way to consider this seeing both ways is to see through kaleidoscope eyes. Remember that beautiful Beatles song, Girl with Kaleidoscope Eyes. And so you're looking at things that are solid, but at the same time, you know they're moving all the time, rearranging, shifting into different patterns. And that's what experience is. An experience is something that comes to you before it turns into thoughts and patterns. I'll just consider that for a moment too, because experience is a very big part of this program. We say it is the mother of all teachers. And it is of itself quite formless in its pure essence. And experience actually means to be in. So it is like being in the water. And then it begins to take form. A river, an ocean, a puddle, a teardrop. Bead of sweat. You know, those are all experiences, a wave, calm water, rapids. But before all that, it's just water. So we'll go into a little bit of your experiences right now, if you would like to speak a little bit. And you know, things of inquiry to go deeper. And while you are, if you are sharing an experience, consider it. What was it like before it came to me? Before it became what I consider personal? Because from where it came is where it will return, which is the general. You know, we can say water is the general state of all other expressions of it. So you can go ahead when you're ready, whoever would like to, if you feel like it. Is there anything cooking?
Getting caught up in notes, and there's a word I wrote so before I spoke about confusion, and I think as I like pondered confusion.
You're just breaking up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Is that better?
Yeah, you might have to
Should I
turn
go?
your video camera off just because you're, like to be able to hear you
Okay.
clearly. Try that.
Hello?
Yep, that's better already.
Okay. So, what was I saying? So I was talking about. Oh, if, is it breaking up?
A little bit, just keep going.
As a bit of a replace, not a replacement, but as a something that is a challenge or a beat of, you say get her done, and I'm here looking at these with kaleidoscope eyes, or learning to look with kaleidoscope eyes, and my beat of inquiry is about having an experience before it comes into thought. So shaping my experiences to help me be more of an efficient person and do things with efficiency so that and not in terms of work and all that, but in terms of my work and my life and my who I am. So that's my little bead.
So you're at the inquiry is how do you work with the experiences or? You're just curious about.
Yeah. I think I'm curious about. Okay, so let's say if I have learned behaviors or patterns that I'm in helping me to be lazy or unmotivated, but yet in the bigger picture of me, I'm not, but in day to day or moment to moments, I find myself like just wanting to like lay around. And I get up and I go, but it's like a procrastinated go. And it's just something that I've been aware of. And so if it, it's like a way, sort of a more, I don't want to call myself lazy because feeling parts of myself that are lagging.
So, in seeing both ways, you can see that you are lazy sometimes, but in the big picture, you are not generally a lazy person. You know, right there is seeing both ways and having the experience that you're having of, in this moment, I'm procrastinating. In this moment, I am being lazy, if you want to call it that. And look, there I go out the door. And just keep watching, right? Watching, watching. Not so much judging, but just watching and noticing, as you said, you're being aware already. And
Well, I wrote down here, it says get clear on the adolescent qualities or actions that I am to release or surrender. So that's one
Yeah,
of
good luck.
What do you mean?
Well, that's another thing about seeing both ways, right? So, for instance, the example that this woman gave was that we've been told that everybody is a reflection of us, which will drive you insane. It really will. But that's something, a little lesson we all got that everybody, we're all mirrors for each other. And she had already been a bit like, really? And then she heard from another speaker that she went to on the weekend, no, it's not that anymore because things are always changing. We had to have that experience to go, are you nuts? Like, there's no, everybody's a reflection of me. I'm going to make myself crazy trying to pick up all those pieces. And so the speaker said something about no, it's about like you're the light, you're the source, and the light is reflected, let's say, or something. You know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it just gave her a totally different perspective that you don't have to take it all in. You don't have to process, oh, there's me doing that in that other person. You got enough going on in yourself. Never mind,
I have a huge problem doing
what's
that.
going on with that person. Yes, they are another you, and they have their own mirror. And it's funny because D.H. Lawrence has this beautiful poem. It says, "Go deeper than love," and he talks about breaking the mirror. Never mind the mirror. And that's the truth, really. Never mind the mirror. And so, too, when we say, what are these pieces of my adolescence to surrender? It's not even the pieces, because when you step up to adulthood, you just become an adult. Everything about adolescence stays in the place of adolescence. You can't just take a few of them and, disqualify them, so to speak. You're making a major shift.
Yeah, they stay there, but they change.
They do, because every time you go around the wheel, you see, and you can only walk sunwise. When you go from adolescent to adult, even for 5 minutes, you've got to go through the elder and through the child to get back to the place of adolescence. And you're gonna pick up some tips and knowledge as you do that, So that's the beauty of this wheel of medicine. You're continually actually checking in with all your parts. And what we want to do is get you nicely rooted in your adult, because it's, like you said, we've been stuck in the West for a long time. Last time we visited our inner elders, boy. And even when we,
I was going to say, I have a quick question. So we're constantly going through the wheel. Is it over a certain amount of time or different for everybody?
There's kinds of layers of it, where, like right now, you two are primed to move into your place of adult as a station. So if you, I'm trying to think how to vision. It's kind of like the kaleidoscope, actually. There's these parts. You've seen the medicine wheel. There's four parts, and each of them is quite. It's a station. It's a station. But once you step into each one of those stations, it kind of is. There's a depth to it. So you've been in it. You've had the experience of the child. You've had the experience of the adolescent. And then once you move up into the adult, you really get that. And in the meantime, like, I don't talk a lot about the place of elder in this course, because I haven't gone there yet. I've only gotten as far as the adult. But you can still pass through it. And it kind of, let's think of it this way. Once you're, when you're in the adolescent, the adult realm is still kind of invisible. It's like, what is that thing? I don't know. I don't understand what that means to step into adulthood. But once you do, it starts to solidify, it starts to manifest around you. And that's the beauty of it. You don't really have to do that much.
Right. And then when you're in adult, are there still times you drift back to adolescent, or is that kind of invisible then too?
Well, you become more aware, and you become imbued with the ability to see both ways.
Right,
You can
gotcha.
say, I see that I'm acting, behaving, experiencing adolescent qualities right now. You know what they say, like, when you're a fish in water, you don't know what the water is. You have to step out of the adolescent to be able to look back at it. Now, you could say, well, can I look towards adulthood from the adolescent? Yes, but you don't have much experience in it. So once you really move into it and you start to have those experiences of the adult, then you're just growing. You're basically just growing all the time. And all you
That's how
need.
I feel
Go ahead.
right now. I feel that's how I feel these days, is just constantly growing. So it could be that my adolescence was so extended that I'm already starting to make those different seeing both ways and kaleidoscope. I feel like this and this happened. So maybe my beat of inquiry is more about there are things that deserve and need my attention in order for my life in the way that I'm envisioning it, or continuing to grow more and not be stagnant.
And of course, this has been going on all the time. You're just doing it with awareness now. You have a structure of this medicine wheel, a frame of reference, quite literally, like the frame of a drum. You know, what would a drum be without the frame? And so you get to have something to sound off, you know, a sounding board. And again, frame of reference is just a good way to look at it. So people do grow and have experiences, but without the frame, they just don't, the resonance, right? Just really think of that. So you've got a frame and a skin, and you're the skin. And then you add the frame to your skin, and wow, you can make music. So it's just a richer experience to have the medicine wheel as your frame and a sense of belonging to something as well as you go through this. And a sense of being part of something. And those will just the grace that comes with it is so exquisite. So there are many ways to take a rite of pass rites of passage. And the thing with what you're having now is the same as an experience comes to you as water and then becomes thoughts and patterns. The medicine wheel is also coming for you in that way. Like you, on one way of looking, you signed up for a course. The other way of seeing is the course found you. The medicine wheel found you. And they are both true. So it's also just again, just being in the experience, and there's no absolute even about how the medicine wheel works. There's certain concepts and you know, we're learning about it all the time. We've only been given the first rite. The richness of it is growing with us. So consider that too. Again, you're part of something bigger than you. Just as experience comes from the realm of the general and will return to the realm of the general. Think of experience as well, like every experience that comes to you throughout the day, and there's lots of them, like the dream. You consider a dream is fleeting. You know, you go to bed at night, you dream, you can't grasp onto the dream. There's nothing to hold on to. You just enjoy the experience or at the very least be in it. And then it changes. So that's true for life. So even your experience of I'm being lazy, that's an experience. It's not who you are. only an experience. Only. Mother of all teachers. What does that experience have for you? So we're really like, you know, we talked about we shed the mask already so that you are starting to see your authentic self perhaps for the very first time. And you just keep shedding here, shedding your identity, who you think you are, and become more and more water, formlessness. And at the same time, with your ability to see both ways, you are a person with a personality. Which is as interchangeable as the shapes in a kaleidoscope. One moment you're this, one moment you're that. Next moment you're something else. An emotion, this, you know, there's a yellow circular emotion, there's a red triangle emotion, there's a, and they just keep revamping themselves. Again, the trick is just not to get stuck in anything. Just let everything keep flowing. And it's interesting because I find the more chaotic it gets, when you can just keep watching it like a kaleidoscope, it settles down. It's still volatile, so to speak. You don't know what's going to happen. But there's a something about it. It's like, it's not patience. It's not even waiting. It's, I'd say wading almost, like W-A-D-I-N-G, wading in the water. You're just in it. So there's actually not that much to do, but be aware. And make the phone calls, make the arrangements, you know, go do whatever you do. Again, see both ways. In one eye, you are in complete calm. And the other, you're, you know, yeah, running around getting stuff done, get her done. And they're simultaneous. So, you know, we are in this world, but not of it. Again, the two sides, two ways. See both ways. Each of those words is medicine. See both ways. You know, we're very fast and talk fast and grab these sentences that go flying by like racehorses. Try to respond to them the best we can and be clever or. And it just is what it is. And then to be able to have like an, back of your mind, just watching yourself. It's all fine. Unless you're really hurting somebody, or, you know, we work with the credo of do no harm. Likely the person who's most harmed is yourself all the time anyway. So we can monitor that pretty well. Saying to accept whatever comes to you in the pattern of your destiny. For what could more aptly fit your needs? Kasha is keeping track of everything. great mother, you might call her. And we talked a little bit about how to communicate with her. We will talk about it more later when we get into the witness more. About when you witness, you become a channel, a nonviolent, peaceful warrior who can observe injustice and let it be taken through you, through your eyes, through your awareness to the higher order, we could call it Akasha, who notes it. And then basically prescribes medicine for those involved and sends them back as experience. And this is a continuum. And in this is accepted.
I'm thankful to learn how to prescribe medicine when witnessing something really challenging.
Can you say that again?
If something's really challenging and I witness it, I am happy to learn what happens to me is that I crumple into a ball.
Well, there's a kind of practice, which is a funny word there, that there's a practice called Tonglen. It's a Buddhist practice of being able to absorb suffering through your own body and transform it into compassion. To take it in as suffering and send it back out as compassion.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Well, yes, but it's a very advanced practice.
Yeah, I imagine.
Not to be utilized by the uninitiated. And so what can happen in between is people who are very empathic and feel deeply can get really knocked out, you know, curl up in a ball like a little wood bug. To when energies start rising and suffering and conflict and such. So that is maybe something to look out for yourself, that get the heck out of there.
And there was times I crumpled in the ball, and then there has been times where I just get angry and start to swear or emote. The anger comes out. So interesting.
Yeah, and differentiating again. Differentiating, is that mine? And there's a sometimes self-importance in that, where like drama and kind of just a drama factor, I guess, of being in the habit of absorbing volatile, we'll call them, energies around you, and getting a bit of a kick out of it. It's like an addiction. So, you know, like heroin's not very good for you, but people take it anyway. So, and even then, that word heroin, to be a heroine, right? To like, I can do this, I'm strong, I can, and then flick, the switch goes off, and you've lost it. And that's, again, this is where I say we end up harming ourselves more than anybody. That's harmful to your system.
I used to, I get it really with animals. people harming and hurting animals. And then I started to watch animal nature videos.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What they do to each other, you mean? Is that what you mean?
Learned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What beings do to each other is incredible. You know? And that there's God behind it. There's God in everything. Mm-hmm. Even war and torture and just some of the horrendous things humans do to each other. And it's always been there. You know, even these indigenous tribes that we revere, they all did it. They still do. They had horrible practices. The Japanese war raiders, you know, they would flay people. When I first found out that word meant, I was just shocked. A leaky faucet here somewhere. And it's part of the experience. Not to say go out and do it, but to be able to just step back a little, and if you can do something about it, do, but not from a harrowing place. Again, that be, you know, really aware of that word. If you're getting a hit from it, it'll take you down. If you can go in clean and come out clean, you know, give it a try. But again, we're really talking about cleaning up our own backyards here. You know, people are all up in arms about all the things going on around the country or the world. And yes, it's true. But it takes you away from, let's just clean this spot up right here. And the cleaner this spot gets, there's another bright spot on the planet. You know, Christ was not the brightest spark. And you can listen to that many different ways. And we all have that essence in us. We are all Christed beings, if you will. The word human means little God. Christ was a little God, chip off the old block. And so when we also talk about us being creator beings, well, God, if we were given the power right now, you know, God help us. We already have enough magicians running around who have no idea how to use wands. So, and this again, coming back full circle to stepping into your place of an adult, to the place of being response-able. Be responsible with your emotions, be responsible with the energy that you are taking in, as well as what you are putting out. Because ultimately, you know, what you take in, you're going to spit out again if you're not initiated in Tonglen and other such practices. And there are not many who are. It's a huge undertaking. Even shamanism, we have to be very careful. And sometimes I got to go for a tune-up. I got to get cleaned out. You know, as well as I can practice and do the work, I get Klingons. And I got to go get them cleaned out, get them hoovered out by another current arrow. So we help each other. You know, we don't do it alone. When you see that you are compromised, you know, get some body work, have some coaching, whatever. Just keep working through, working through, working through. And And there was a piece there about growing up is understanding that one's unique and incredible experiences. And think of that word incredible in terms of what goes on around the world. Growing up is understanding that one's unique and incredible experience is what everyone shares. So you're already sharing it in just little drops. You know, like perfection comes in increments, enlightenment comes in increments, experience comes in increments. So you're already getting, because everything is water. The experience of somebody in Serbia or in Turkey these days, wherever, we're all getting it. And they're getting what we're getting. Now think of that. Now, is that seeing both ways? And how is that for you to understand that? And we say, oh, but one man is struggling while another relaxes. Yes, it is true. We are getting part of the struggle. They get part of the relax. What's happening on the surface is just the patterns. Is life arranging itself in certain patterns that will shift and shift and shift and shift and shift. It's an illusion that one part of the world is stuck in a certain kind of reality. And I mean, honestly, when you look at it, yeah, there's big bread lines. I saw something today, and I forget where, Bosnia or something, and there's people suffering in right here on this island. You know, if you can just take it in little bits, and that's a real trick of it. Because also, like Gandhi said, do not pity the beggar. You do him great disservice if you pity him. It is beyond the fact that there's a man on the ground with one arm and a, you know, concave belly, and the rich man walks by. They're patterns forming themselves. And not to get caught up in that. But when you transfer pity to that person, that's the harm. You do him more harm than starvation could by transferring pity into his being. Pity is just despicable.
After that story, I get it perfectly. Pardon? After that story, I get it perfectly what you mean by the seeing two-way things. You know, everything has different perspectives like that. I understand with the kaleidoscope eyes. I appreciate
it. Beautiful. Yeah. And just keep seeing through them. Just keep seeing through them. And even...
Wow. Why do we have such a one view like that?
Say again?
Why do we have such just a one view on things?
Well, you can call it
evolution. Just from our own experiences and stuff, or?
Yeah, the why. I don't know why. It just is. It's accept whatever comes to you in the pattern of your destiny. Is it a common destiny that so many of us are seeing, have seen things a certain way? Probably. I don't know. Just, you see it now. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
You know, the why doesn't matter. It's like, oh, look, I've been looking that way for so long, and now I'm seeing it another way. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and a friend was just saying too about her 3-year-old is in the why stage. Why is the sky blue? Why? And they're. You know, in Inklings Weave, I talk about why as being a stationary bicycle that just pumps out ethics that go nowhere. Yeah, so it's a funny word, why, to be careful with. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then think of the other ones, the what, where, how, when. So with, you know, with this knowledge, what can I now experience with this way of seeing? What next?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going back, you're backpedaling, right? Never mind. It makes no difference. You'll never even get an answer for that. So just keep moving forward, forward, forward. Yeah. What could come of this? Yay.
We did quite a lot of reading. And I'm just wondering if you're going to talk specifically about some of those readings and webs.
Yeah, not necessarily. So the idea is to, for you to, if there's something that is doing, is to bring it up in these sessions. So you're doing the readings and something's just sticking with you. It's just like, what is this? What is this? And then you bring it forward in satsang and it blossoms, basically. So the readings are the readings, and sometimes we'll bring up a few things, but it's not this is not a review. This is a whole different experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And to pick the gems from it, I guess.
Sure. And particularly the things for exploration and clarification.
Right.
And these aren't note-taking. These are just the ones that are like a mosquito around your head during the day. And again, counsel, remember the ways are speak from the heart, listen from the heart, be spontaneous, key right there, and be lean. So as we engage in these evenings, you know, something might be said and it will bring something forth. So there's nothing really premeditated. Although, as I mentioned in that last email, maybe there's something you want to bring tonight to explore and go deeper with. So that's fine too, in terms of like premeditated. If there's a real burning inquiry there, then bring it to the fire.
Okay. I had a blast of websites and quizzes. It was so much fun. So that was my journey with alchemy. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you did went into the alchemy. That's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Really good, good. Oh yes, so much to learn. So much to learn. And again, just, you know, allowing it to come in increments and not overwhelm us. It will come when it comes. And it will go when it goes. Again, that's, you know, like the dreams. You cannot grasp them. And it is said that this life is a dream. What is it? Baba Hari Das says, dream is real as long as you're asleep. Life is real as long as you are not awakened.